Welcome to the Breeze and Neil podcast.
Arish Nalakayla.
Welcome to the Breeze and Neil podcast.
Anawa Dertan.
Welcome to the Breeze and Neil podcast.
There are conversations happening behind the scenes that are important for you to know about. These conversations are happening in separate places with different people, but I thought it was important for us to pull them together in something that'll add some context for this giant leap forward that's happening for breathwork. The first conversation is about the world's awakening to the importance of breathwork. People are starting to realize how important it is, thankfully. As part of that, some of the claims, though, being made about the benefits of breathing are getting wilder and wilder. Sometimes the benefits are misunderstood, sometimes they're exaggerated, or a combination of both. The other big conversation is around how we desperately need skilled and compassionate breathwork teachers out there in the world helping as many people as possible. A couple of weeks ago, National Geographic published an article called How Changing the Way You Breathe Can Improve Your Brain and Body. This is a big moment. National Geographic said, emerging science suggests that how we breathe day in and day out can influence everything from heart health and mood to memory and sleep. Breathing slower and consciously can also ease symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression. That sense of calm isn't only good for easing frazzled nerves, it's also been shown to reduce cravings for food and addictive substances. Many of us know this already, but now many more people know it as well. The benefits don't stop there. Breathwork can reduce migraine frequency, muscle tension, and pain severity, according to Helen Lavresky of the School of Medicine at UCLA. And it may even alleviate symptoms of the diseases like Alzheimer's. But obviously, not all ways of breathing are the same. So what ways of breathing did the experts in this National Geographic article recommend? Breathing that is calm and soft. Our approach in the Blissful Breath Academy is always to take it nice and easy. The aim is to remove layers of stress, not create them, according to Guy Finch of the Brighton and Sussex Medical School in the UK. So what else is mentioned in the article? Box breathing. By the way, we teach that at our level one teacher training. The physiological sigh is also mentioned, and yes, we teach that at our advanced breathwork training. Coherent breathing is also mentioned, and yes, we teach this in many variations from our level two to our master level breathwork teacher training. Why is coherent breathing so important? In the article, Professor Patricia Gerberg describes it as the softest, most useful, and most adaptable breath practice. By the way, I learned coherent breathing and how to teach it from Patricia Gerberg. Now millions more people know about the benefits of breathing because of this amazing article. Now millions of people want to experience it for themselves. So now we need many, many skilled and compassionate breathwork teachers out there in the world. And if you would like to become one of these breathwork teachers, these skilled and compassionate breathwork teachers, and to take part in this giant leap forward for breathwork, check out the link below to our breathwork teacher training at the Blissful Breath Academy.